Hi, this is Lauren, and this is a tarot card spread. And the intent behind the pulling of the cards was what further information or transmissions would be most helpful around the energy of the solstice after all that astro babble that you have just received. So I pulled from five different decks. Archangel Animal Oracle Cards by Diana Cooper, the Mythical Goddess Tarot, the Grateful Dead Tarot, and the Kuan Yin Oracle Deck by Alana Fairchild. I think that's all of them. So I'm going to start with the Diana Cooper Archangel Animal cards. And again, this is just additional information or transmissions that for the energy of the solstice that may be confirming some of the things that I said, and they may just be totally, said in a different way that might help you understand what I have, all that stuff that I said. So the first one was bees. And bees is spread heart healing with joy. So, this is a very interesting one. About bees. Bees are fifth dimensional insects who come from the Pleiades. Now, remember, Uranus is conjunct the Pleiades at the solstice. So, it's very interesting that a card having to do with the Pleiadian energy has come forth. Their service work is to be pollinators for Earth. So, they are instrumental in the survival of our planet. They travel enormous distances to collect nectar and to make honey. And wherever they go, they happily pour healing into the land, animals, and people. Angels use the vibration of their humming sound to communicate love to those in the vicinity. Beehives are built according to sacred geometry, and angels always sing over them to hold the frequency high. Fairies and other elementals gather around the hives to bathe in this angelic light. Pixies, who are earth elementals, lead bees to flowers to ensure that they pollinate as many as they can. Their sole mission is to teach about sacred geometry and to spread Pleiadian heart healing. And I really, the big message about this solstice is heart healing. Guidance. The bee card reminds you to do everything with joy. When you serve others and the planet with your heart open, an alchemical change takes place both in the giver and the receiver. You become one and thus spread oneness throughout the universe. Solidarity and togetherness grow in the consciousness of the world. So let your actions be purposeful and allow the higher purpose to work through you and guide you. Then your life flows and the highest good always unfolds for you. The bees also guide you to remember the power and light conferred by the use of sacred geometry. Use its principles in your home and workplace, and the angels will sing over you, bringing light and peace. What is also interesting is that at this solstice, we have two rare formations of sacred geometry, the yuds, which I spoke about, and it's just a very powerful energy signaling transition and change and working through discordant energies to come to a totally new place. Then the wolf card. About wolves, these regal canines originate from Sirius and have the mission of spreading the gold ray wherever they wander. They have formidable healing powers and are the spiritual teachers in the animal kingdom. Individually, they are extremely independent, but are learning that it is more effective to work as a pack. When a wolf gives his trust, he gives loyalty and his heart. This applies to their own kind and to those humans in whom they have developed confidence. Wolves are learning about family life. Males and females are considered equal, which means the masculine and feminine energy within the pack is balanced. Every wolf has a role to play so that each one feels needed and important. Guidance. This is the card of the spiritual teacher. When you choose it, you are reminded to be disciplined about your spiritual practice, and this is very important to your progress at this point. I think that's also really true about what the solstice chart had to say with Saturn and Neptune squaring the solstice sun, that Saturn is like, be disciplined. Yes, Neptune is about spiritual reality and expand, and Jupiter is expanding spiritual reality. But Saturn is about, we need to be disciplined in our practices so we really can bring expanded consciousness, expanded heart, expanded ways of being into the world in practical, tangible ways that actually get to make a difference. So moving on with the card, act nobly. So act nobly and honorably, whatever the circumstances, for many will look up to you. You must learn to trust your inner guidance, then decide who you have confidence in and give them your loyalty. You need to know who you can trust because you have wisdom and healing to impart. Look for like-minded others and gather them to you, as together you can fulfill your mission more effectively than if you were to work alone. That's also very much about Pluto in Aquarius and community life being very important, but community life being important only if we honor each other as authentic individuals within that community life and not ask for conformity. Because Aquarius is about being unique, not conforming, but being able to work together. Whether you are aware of it or not, you can spread the unconditional love and light of the golden ray, which has a huge energetic impact on those around you. So now I'm going to read the card that came up from the mythical Tarot deck. So actually it was only four decks, not five. And this is Nine of Wands, criticism. And I think this is like the, you could say, what we need to work with in order to produce the effects that we want from the solstice. And this is Nine of Wands. This frightening woman illustrates the destructive power of the mind. Beauty, creativity, and innocence are slain through criticism and judgment. Criticism stems from self-hate and focuses outward, harming others. The negative power of the critical mind and condemning words destroy from the inside out, creating more destruction. She is a reminder that the quality of the thoughts held and the words spoken reveal what you love or criticize in yourself or others. Show yourself mercy, understanding, and forgiveness. Love yourself and others without condition, so that the angry internal patterns of self-condemnation and criticism can be released in you. So I think that's very interesting, because with all this heart healing, there are these places that are absolutely going to come up for many people around those, the ways we're really harsh with ourselves and others, that needs to be dissolved in this love, in your love, with the presence, bringing presence to it. And setting aside judgment and just being with. So I thought that was an interesting card. And then the next card I want to read is from the Kuan Yin Oracle deck. And it's the last card in the deck, which I thought was interesting, because so many of the outer planets are moving, have moved into like 0 degrees. They're like in a new phase. There's something we've let go of on such a massively huge scale. And that Saturn and Neptune are going back and forth still. Right now they're in Aries, but they're going to go back in the autumn into Pisces and then finally come fully into Aries and conjunct at 0 degrees in February. And so there's something, and there is something about this, that Aries is the first degree of the zodiac, that we've moved all the way around the zodiac with these two, and we're starting off a whole new phase. And so here we are at the very last card in the Kuan Yin Oracle deck, the number 44. And this is what it says: weave the golden future. Again, weaving is a very, another image, which is that Mars is at the heart of the lion in Virgo, and Virgo has to do with weaving the web that has no weaver, weaving the web of light, taking the small, sweet steps, the everyday actions to plant the seeds and harvest the seeds that you've planted, taking care of the seeds, doing, you know, bringing spirit into matter in practical, tangible ways. But Virgo is about seeing the web that has no weaver, co-creating with the web of all life. And it's there with Archangel Raphael at the heart of the lion at conjunct Regulus at the time of the solstice, and we get weave the golden, the future golden. I just thought that was interesting. Something good is coming your way. Kuan Yin urges you to weave your future into the present moment, to call in and draw to you opportunities teachings, circumstances, and synchronicities waiting for you that will enable your soul to live its divine destiny with greater abundance, bliss, and creative fulfillment. Do you know how much the divine wishes to support and assist you in living your heart's truth in this lifetime? Kuan Yin, with grace and compassion, wishes to help you ascend to the next level of your life expression so that your soul light may shine more brightly on the planet and help you and other beings live more with more heart and less fear. You can choose to live a life infused with the golden energy of peace, prosperity, joy, and creativity. A future so golden is being woven into your present moment now. The energy of the solstice is definitely emanating this, like a tapestry with the choices, and there's lots of choices to make, and actions that make in this moment, you call into being the divine golden tapestry of future bliss. Clever you. Kuan Yin is aware that there are opportunities and assistance waiting for you in the future. She wishes to assist you in drawing those future gifts into the present moment where they can be of most use to you. This oracle indicates that there is something special waiting in the wings for you, and if you wish to do so, you can receive healing and elevate your vibration so that you are able to receive it with more readiness. If you have been holding a secret wish in your heart, perhaps to publish a book, to be a healer, to teach, or to write a song or sing, to attract a loved soulmate, partnership, or friend, or to spiritually awaken at a deeper level, take a moment to feel what it would be like that this heartfelt wish to manifest now. Can you imagine the joy of it? Can you also allow for that joy to be such a normal and ordinary occurrence that it could be a part of your life right now? This is how you begin to weave that manifestation into this moment. Be bold, dream big, and imagine what it would feel like to live like your dreams. Can you begin to cultivate those feelings now, irrespective of whatever else you see manifesting in physical form now? Sitting with joy in your heart, whether it relates to something specific or not, it is magnetic to the good that the universe wishes to deliver to you. It is like switching your inner light on a higher voltage, so the special opportunities perfect for you can find their way to you more swiftly. And if your great good comes in an unexpected form but still feels wonderful, accept it. Your future golden will come into your life in the most beautiful way. And usually it is not exactly as we imagined it. It is even more perfect for us. So this is a meditation that comes with this card, healing and weaving your golden future. Imagine that you are sitting in a soft golden light. Kuan Yin is with you as a beautiful goddess, her eyes filled with love and encouragement. She gently motions ahead and you follow her gesture with your gaze. Before you, there is a golden path and a beautiful shining sun at the end of the path. Together, you send love to the sun, and it draws closer to you. You feel your heart expand and love filling your being. Allow the love that you send to draw the sun as close as possible. You might even be ready to dissolve yourself in the loving warmth of the sun. It will feel energizing and peaceful to do this. Visualize or feel the light of the sun shining on you, on all beings, on the whole planet, bringing peace. Imagine this feeling becoming stronger than any other feeling you have held in the past. Imagine feeling the sun actually shining in your heart as you open. And a prayer to weave the golden future. Beloved Kuan Yin, thank you for being my spiritual witness. Beyond time and space, there is only love, truth, and joy. And I now choose to dip into the waters of my own divine essence, to call into the present moment the good that has vested me spiritually. I ask for the grace, wisdom, and skill needed to put the future good into perfect expression in the present moment. May I weave my golden future into this present moment. Thank you. Om Mani Padme Hum. You might choose to sit with that for a while and press pause before I read the final card. The final card I pulled was the Queen of Bolts. And it is from the Grateful Dead Tarot Guidebook. Upright, confidence, emotional freedom, self-love. In her crown of begonias, this outgoing queen, this is the Queen of Fire. In her crown of begonias, this outgoing queen dances to the rhythm all her own, carrying a bolt and a sunflower. She is ready to make her mark. The Queen of Bolt reveals the presence of a mature feminine figure with a strong sense of style, direct way of communicating, and high energy. She is likely in a position of leadership or authority. She is full of creative solutions and innovative ideas. Well-liked with a wide and diverse circle of friends, she takes challenges head-on and usually comes up on top. There is a great power in being true to yourself. Do your shadow work. Live with an open heart. Create a life of your own design. Your life is in bloom. Be true to yourself. Share your leadership with others. Be confident and bold. Express yourself. Trust your inner guidance. Embrace creativity and be willing to experiment. Fall in love with yourself. So interesting. That's so much about the solstice energy. And also, it also speaks to Pluto in Aquarius, because Pluto is in Aquarius is about living an authentic life. So this is what this says. It is often a great risk to be yourself, to truly live an authentic life, neither running against the grain nor in line with it. Expressing your true thoughts, feelings, and belief means risking the approval and acceptance of others. What if they don't like you? What if you don't fit in? This is a particularly challenging if you depend on acceptance within a system for survival. Perhaps it is easier to compromise and just be who others want you to be. The Queen of Bolts shudders at the idea. She knows that to live for the sake and safety of approval is akin to living in a cage. The queen has no interest in conforming to the expectations of others. Instead, she values authenticity, the freedom to express herself above anything else. Her task is to live a life of true originality and artistry, a life unlike any other. To be herself, she must first know herself, and this requires self-awareness and self-acceptance. The Queen of Bolts vanquishes the illusion that trap consciousness in limited forms of expression. In other words, she establishes freedom by refusing to cater to social conventions or self-imposed limitations. She is not rebelling. The Queen simply lives according to her own values and desires. When it comes to self-knowing, she's awesome. This practice of total self-acceptance means she is impossible to control or enslave. The Queen of Bolts understands there's no greater power in being true to oneself. When you make yourself small or compromise your truth to make others more comfortable, you give your power away. There is nothing selfish or unkind in this position, however. By being true to herself, she gives others permission to do the same. This kind of radical honesty allows you to know exactly where you stand in every moment. Her willingness to confront inner darkness is both the source of her power and what makes her so refreshingly unique and likable. Something deep inside relaxes when she is near, as though her smile could dissolve the weight of the world. Herself luminous, warm and bright as the sun again, she catches the eye of everyone who passes her by. She is the VIP, the center of attention, the life of every party. This gives her a lot of influence within the spaces that she occupies. The Queen of Bolts commands life, shapes it, molds it, sculpts it into a vision. The Queen has access to an infinite depth of creativity. One way this expresses itself is through her sensuality. The Queen has a strong desire to nurture and also loves the thrill of new romance and enjoys the pleasure of her body openly and passionately. However, she's disciplined and discerning in her affairs. She does not engage sexually to fulfill a need for love or connection. Rather, it is a form of ecstatic play. When the Queen of Bolts arrives, it is not by accident. She is here to show you the light if you're willing to see it. She wants you to live your life unapologetically, but this means you must do the inner work. You must eliminate any desire to be anything other than who you really are. The Queen brings a strong message that this is a time in your life when you must stop playing small and be fearless in the way you engage with the world. Know your worth and accept nothing less. Your creative spirit shines bright and attracts the connections and resources you need to succeed. The Queen of Bolt likely refers to a strong feminine figure who knows her worth and gets things done. Outgoing and friendly, she is known to turn heads and inspire others with her heart of gold. If you feel jealous or insecure in her presence, it is perhaps a sign that you have some shadow work to do regarding your own self-worth and identity. Otherwise, she reveals that now is a time to take your creative and spiritual endeavors to the next level. The Queen wants you to harness your inner fire and use it to level up your life by learning to love yourself. Life gets turned upside down when she shows up on the table. Nothing is what you thought it was. All your excuses fall away as she places you firmly in control of your own destiny. It doesn't matter what others think or want. She asks you to be honest with yourself about your insecurities and what you are trying to hide. No more bluffing. Play your hand and show the world how amazing you are. With the right blend of creativity, confidence, and self-awareness, you can make your own magic happen. Okay, so you can take some time to reflect on that for yourself, and sending you so much love, and may the light of the golden sun illuminate your heart and light up your own creativity.